afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We bring you this special radio broadcast in order to give you the very latest information on an amazing phenomenon.
Computer Talk with Dave Mason.
It's been that way for 2 hours. And the tension is just beginning. Just a minute, ladies and gentlemen. I think something is happening.
It's your thing. Do what you wanna do. I can't tell you who to sock it to. It's your thing. Do what you wanna do.
Well, one of the hottest high-tech product lines, markets in technology is wireless routers. You know, probably only second to mobile phones. Maybe even hotter than tablets. Certainly one of the top two or three market segments is wireless routers. And it really speaks to, you know, what's become the norm now in businesses and even in homes, where, you know, you might have six or eight devices in the average home. You know, you got three or four people in a house, they each got a smartphone, so there's three or four devices. You might have two of those people with a laptop. You might have one or two of those with a Kindle or another tablet. It's just, you know, it's really becoming, you know, we got significant, you don't even think about it that way. You don't think about it like a network like you have at the office, where you have 10 computers and everybody's sitting at their desk. Well, you've got that at your house. It doesn't look the same, but it's essentially the same thing. Mm-hmm. You got three or four mobile phones, two or three tablets or iPads, a desktop or two, or laptop or two. I mean, it's really incredible when you think about it.
And you have like an Apple Watch.
Yep. You've got a Roku or two.
Yes. And those are all networked.
You got a smart TV. I mean, it's incredible. It really is. You get this stuff and you get it all installed over a couple of year period. You don't realize what you've built there, but you've built quite a network.
And you've got that little subdermal government implant behind your ear.
Yep.
That's also networked.
Yep.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was I not supposed to say that? Does the community know about, the general public, do they know about that?
Only in Alamogordo.
Let's be real quiet. Whisper.
Only in Alamogordo.
And they won't hear it.
But so, you know, it becomes really important. Your routers become a really important part of your hardware, your network. I mean, really, kind of they're kind of like the dealer at a blackjack table. They control everything. Can ruin a game or make a game. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because the products that are out there is very confusing. There's a huge number of products out there from a lot of different providers, a lot of different manufacturers making a lot of different products. And it is not always the case that what they present as their top-notch router is actually their top. It may not be the best compared to other manufacturers. Their top-notch router might not even be the best in their lineup. It can be very difficult to make a good, accurate decision as to what router to buy to get the best performance. And this is a case in point. Linksys has got a new one called the EA9200 Tri-Band Smart Wi-Fi Router. Retail of $330. You can probably get it just under $300. Six antennas, not two bands, three bands. Well, what's interesting about this, as expensive as it is, and as impressive as it sounds, and based on the fact that it's an EA9200, you know, 9200 being more than 8500, being more than 1900, you would think the 9200 would be, you'd think that there's some sort of numerical correspondence between the fact that it's a 9200 as opposed to another lower number, that means it's better. You'd be wrong. You'd be wrong both in terms of its competitors, but you'd also be wrong in terms of its brothers and sisters in its own product line from Linksys. Do not waste the time buying an EA9200 tri-band smart Wi-Fi router from Linksys. Buy their 1900. Now you'd think, holy cow, a 1900? That's got to be like a fifth as good, right?
Yeah.
It's not. It's better. Buy a 1900. Save $100, $150. And buy a 1900 if you want to buy a Linksys. Now, a couple of other options. We've talked about these before. Both Asus RT AC87Us And Netgear's Nighthawks X6 are superior routers as well. Now, I've been a Netgear fan for, 15, 20 years. And every manufacturer makes, not all their stuff is the best in any particular category. Some of their categories, their products are Linksys is superior. Some product categories, Asus is superior. But I'll tell you something. If you buy a Nighthawk 6, SX6 from Netgear, or if you buy one of Asus's RT AC8700s, you're going to get a much better router. But having said that, you could also go what seems to be down the line within Linksys's own product line, buy their 1900 and get a better router and literally save $100-$150. Very difficult. And it's one of the reasons, and I hate to overcomplicate stuff, and one of the things I'm always really aware of with my clients is I really resent it when companies try to tie me to themselves. They try to strong arm me into being loyal to them. I don't like that. And so I try not to do that with my clients. I try to make them as independent, as autonomous as they can be, and utilize my expertise sort of voluntarily and not like getting their arms twisted. But a lot of times people will act, they'll make a mistake like this because they don't know better, because they don't have the time to devote to the kind of stuff that I do, where I'm studying this stuff, and they'll go out and they'll buy, and these are clients of mine, they'll go out and they'll buy a 9200. And they'll say, "Wow, Dave, I went out yesterday and bought a 9200. My first thought is, man, I don't say anything. I've learned finally after 5+ decades, shut your mouth at least for a second. Yeah. Shut up at least for a second so you don't say anything too stupid. The thought occurs to me, geez, you could have called me yesterday and I could have saved you $150 and got a better product.
Maybe that'll learn you to keep your big mouth shut."
But you can't say that, right? So, I just grin and say, "Wow, that's really one of the best and the most expensive and the least." It's that thing, And I guess what I'm saying is, if you know somebody who's really pretty good at this stuff and they're not a wannabe, and they're not a 20-something college kid who thinks he knows everything whether he does or not, not that some of them aren't incredibly sharp, but if you really know somebody that you have some trust in, boy, give them a call.
Mm-hmm.
The worst thing that can happen is they'll say, "Geez, you know what? I'm not sure." Or they'll say, "You were looking at a Linksys EA1900? Awesome. That's exactly what I would have recommended."
Yep.
So, it's, I don't know, we were talking before the show. I don't know how normal people deal with technology.
That's true.
I think there's got to be a lot of just really mature, sort of taking a step back, and it is what it is. And
well, what I've learned to do? I've learned I've got somebody that I can go to with all my high-tech stuff. It's obvious for me, who do I go to? But when that falls through, I call you.
Yeah.
I get an answer from you as well.
A second-rate answer.
Yeah, exactly. And so I have really an inside thing. But it's true. I do that not because it's just because you're Dr. Dave and happen to be my brother that we do the show with. It's because I know that you know what's going on. You have your finger to the pulse. You know exactly what's right. Like the thing you just did with the Linksys.
Yep.
I would have gotten that bigger one,
yep,
too.
Yep. Yep.
This is bigger number.
I would have.
It's more expensive.
I would have.
It's going to be better.
Yep. I would have. I mean, had I not looked into the details, I would have too.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I said, if you got a choice between a 9200 and a 1900, you gotta assume the 9200 is almost 5 times better. Right?
Wrong.
All right. Well, had a great time this morning. Hope you did too. Hope you learned something. We really enjoyed it. You tell by that funky music in the black background that we are flat out of time. We're going to go get some dogs, I think, this afternoon. I want to invite you to stay with us. We'll be back here, same bat time, same bat station. Have a safe, sane, sober weekend. When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.